to the Frank Fryer Podcast. If you like today's episode, please make sure to follow the podcast by clicking the follow button if you're on SoundCloud. If you're listening to me through iTunes, please make sure to click that subscribe button. It really does help me. Thank you, have a good day, and enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Frank Fryer Podcast. I am the Frank Fryer, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, and I want to be talking about a very sensitive topic today, but a topic we need to talk about, because today in the Catholic Church, it's January 22nd, and today throughout the different Catholic parishes and dioceses through the United States, we are offering prayers and masses for the protection of human life from conception to natural death. Why? Because it was on this day, oh so many years ago, that the Supreme Court in the Roe v. Wade case decided that abortion would become a legal right for people. Now, since the moment of that decision, the Catholic Church has been fighting to maintain a culture of life here in the state, as the culture of death kept growing and growing and growing since that decision. And I believe this is a moment for us to remember that we are called to be two kinds of prophets in this pro-life struggle. One is, in essence, somewhat straightforward, and that is being a prophet of life, of bearing witness to the joys of life, of fighting for life, of letting people know abortion is not the answer, euthanasia, assisted suicide, not the answer. That life is to be celebrated and rejoiced from conception to natural death, and anything that impedes that, anything that causes division and can transform relationships like abortion does, making the mother-child relationship of the womb into a parasitic relationship, is insidious and in essence evil itself. So we just had the March for Life in Washington, D.C., which is a beautiful, profound moment every year within the United States. Is not just the Catholic Church, but many different organizations, secular and religious, come together to remind the people of the United States as a whole, abortion is not okay, even if it's legal. Now, the other type of prophet, and the foundation for this one, I believe, comes from the encounter with Jesus in the prostitutes. Because if we remember, throughout the Gospels, Jesus is constantly accused of having meals, of breaking bread with tax collectors and prostitutes. And abortion is nothing new to our society these days. Abortion has been around for thousands of years. Whether it was through medication, other means, or just allowing the child to be taken down to the river and exposed to death. So it wouldn't have been uncommon for a prostitute during the time of Jesus to become pregnant and for her need to get rid of that child. So it's possible that Jesus would have broke bread with a prostitute that had abortion. And in that encounter, so in this action of Jesus encountering and breaking bread with a prostitute, we have to be prophets of mercy ourselves. So not only do we live out the message of life and defend life, we also have to care and nurture life. So that means we need to let people know, men and women that have possibly had abortion in their life, let them know that there is a possibility of not just healing for them, but forgiveness also. And that happens through our encounters with them as Jesus encountered the prostitutes, breaking bread, speaking lovingly, kindly, reminding them that they're not evil people. We don't know what's in their hearts. We don't know what was going on in their mind or what were the conditions of their life, but the act itself is evil, and we can't back down from speaking the truth that abortion itself, euthanasia, assisted suicide, these things are evils. But when someone comes forward and speaks to us in a way letting us know that they have had these things, we need to respond with mercy and love as Jesus Christ did to the prostitutes in his life, the ones he broke bread with and were accused of by the Pharisees and the scribes. So that means we need to care for women and men in need when they have a pregnancy, when their economic situation might cause them to contemplate, for lack of a better word, having an abortion. And we need to step forward as Catholics. And we need to make sure that they are going to be cared for. Food, shelter, water, educational opportunities, making sure that they receive some sort of maybe skilled trade training that empowers them to say, I can do this. I can be a mother. I can be a father. We can raise this child together. And that's why, my brothers and sisters, as Catholics, we need to not just be prophets of life, but prophets of mercy. It's a both and moment for us. Because we are all called to be prophets by Jesus Christ. That's one of the gifts of our baptism, is we participate in the priesthood, the prophetic aspect, and the kingly aspect of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, priest, prophet, and king. So as we go forward today, raising up prayers that the hearts and the minds of the people in the United States may be changed and converted and begin to seek life and preserve life from natural death and conception, no matter how many years may fall between those two moments, but let nature take its course. We need to remember that our words we lift up in prayer also need to be connected with actions of mercy, of going out and caring for those in need. So through these acts of mercy, our words of life will contain a force that the devil himself can't even stand up against. And make no mistake about it, the devil definitely has his hands in relationship to the abortion industry, the darkness that comes forth from it. But it's not just him. The flesh and the world play their parts too. And we need to make sure as we go forward and be prophets of life that we're prophets of mercy also. Thank you very much for your time, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. Thank you for being with me as we wrestle with this terrible topic of abortion, and as we seek to strengthen our voice to be those prophets of life and prophets of mercy. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hello from the Frank Friar. I hope you enjoyed my podcast today. If you want to have more of my content, please feel free to visit me at my website, thefrankfriar.com. There you can find my weekly blog, you can find links to my YouTube channel, and also pictures from my adventures around the world with the Order. I also have a page devoted to the Wisdom of Carmel. And if you're discerning a vocation, there's a vocation page there also. All this can be found at thefrankfriar.com. If you wish to contact me, there's a contact form also. Again, thank you for visiting me today, and I hope you enjoyed my podcast. Take care, and may God continue to bless you. Amen.